I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
I'm Helen Duringer, David's wife. I was raised in Soviet Ukraine, and since coming here in 1995, I've tried to warn others about communism taking hold. Now everyone can see it. How did Ukraine defeat communism? We did it with strong families. That's why communists target the American families. So fight back with your family trust. God bless America.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, July 10th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Cambria CSD receives last-minute funding for skate park. City of Atascadero announces appointment of new fire chief. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 54 degrees.
This hour, the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, and lots more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Cambria Community Services District met on Thursday to discuss closing a funding gap for the skate park project. The project has gone through 5 years of discussion, but just as it seemed to cross the finish line, the district was short on funds. The CSD voted to receive bids in April of 2026 and received two complete responsive bids from J.J. Fisher Construction and Newton Construction Management. The approximate budget with an estimated contingency for the skate park was about $1.4 to $1.6 million. The CSD's available funds was calculated to be only about $1.1 million. Staff presented the board with three options during yesterday's meeting, each with their own pros and cons. Options included using district funds to cover the shortfall, restarting fundraising and rebid at a future date, or requesting a bid extension. During the meeting, however, Dick Clark, director and former president and treasurer of Cambria Community Council, announced that the nonprofit will provide the funds necessary to fill the gap. Caltrans announced there'll be full overnight ramp closures throughout San Luis Obispo County beginning Monday, July 13th. Closures will take place at different ramps along Highway 1 and the 101 from 7:30 p.m. to 7 a.m. Locations include Cayucas Drive north and southbound off-ramps, off-ramps to Highway 41 along Highway 1, Morro Bay Boulevard north and southbound off-ramps, and more. Messages and directional signs will be posted to alert travelers in advance of the ramp closures. All work is expected to be completed by August 7th. City of Atascadero announces appointment of new fire chief. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The city of Atascadero has appointed a new fire chief. Current fire chief Casey Bryson will retire in September after more than 26 years of dedicated service to Atascadero, serving as fire chief since 2017. An internal recruitment process was conducted to identify the department's next leader. Battalion Chief David J. Vanson has been selected and will assume role of fire chief on September 19th, following council confirmation. Vanson started his career with the Santa Barbara County Hotshot Crew. After working three fire seasons, he joined the United States Air Force and has served as a battalion chief and captain in Montana. He joined Atascadero Fire in 2021. Chief Vanson said, quote, I am truly honored to step into this role and sincerely thank the City Council and City Manager Lewis for trusting me to continue leading Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services. Enjoy both food truck weekends and a concert in the park at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand this weekend. Mary's Cuisine will be featured at the food truck around the lake park both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday night's concert from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. will feature Ghost Monster with feel-good rock music from all areas. Concerts are free to attend. San Luis Obispo police arrested a suspected DUI driver after responding to a head-on collision in the city Wednesday night. The incident occurred at about 10:45 p.m. at the intersection of Carmel Street and Marsh Street in San Luis Obispo. Police say the driver of a Ford pickup was driving the wrong way on Marsh Street, and he collided with a Chevrolet pickup truck while attempting to make a left turn onto Carmel Street. The driver of the Chevrolet sustained minor injuries. The Ford driver was arrested on suspicion of DUI. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Rockies 8-2, the Diamondbacks over the Padres 3-1, the Rangers beat the Angels 7-6, the Tigers over the Athletics 4-1, the Yankees beat the Rays 12-4. Tonight, the Giants will face the Rockies, the Padres will go against the Blue Jays, the Dodgers will face the Diamondbacks, the Angels will go against the Twins, the Athletics will face the White Sox, the Yankees will face the Nationals. In California news, Governor Gavin Newsom spoke about the recent resignation of Maine Senate candidate Graham Plattner. Newsom said, quote, clearly there wasn't enough vetting done. So that's by definition table stakes in this conversation. Plattner resigned earlier this week after allegations from a former partner that said that Plattner sexually assaulted her resurfaced. Newsom's office also announced the governor has signed AB 126, increasing funding for K-12 special education in the state by $2.4 billion, a 43% increase from the prior year. Governor Newsom said, quote, I've heard directly from parents across California. Their kids need more, and they deserve better. Today, we're making record investments in special education to build a stronger system. A man from Idaho visiting family in Northern California nearly survived two rattlesnake bites. The incident occurred on May 26th in Oroville. Chris Howarth stepped into his parents' backyard to check on the waterline. He thought he stepped on something sharp, only to discover he had been bitten twice by a rattlesnake. He spent 12 days hospitalized and received 54 doses of antivenom. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, this week, a major victory delivered in the area of right to repair for America's farmers and ranchers. That's because John Deere has reached a settlement with the Federal Trade Commission in five states, I might add, that'll require the company to make repair tools, software, and technical resources available to independent repair shops and equipment owners nationwide. This week's agreement stems from a federal lawsuit alleging Deere restricted access to essential repair information. Under this week's settlement, Farmers will gain access to many of the same diagnostic tools currently available only to authorized dealerships. That includes the ability to read diagnostic trouble codes, install and reprogram software, calibrate equipment, replace electronic control units, view machine health data, and access Deere's technical support database. Most of those resources must be made available immediately, with additional capabilities rolling out by the end of 2026. Now, FTC officials say the settlement restores farmers' ability to repair their own equipment, therefore helping lower repair costs and reduce downtime during critical planting and harvest seasons. You work hard raising America's beef. Now get rewarded with Superior Livestock. Market your cattle to the nation's largest buyer base by consigning to Superior's Video Royale video auction July 27th through the 31st in Winnemucca, Nevada, and live online. They come to your ranch, showcase your cattle nationwide, and deliver true price discovery through competitive bidding. Call 800-422-2117 or visit SuperiorLivestock.com. But hurry, the consignment deadline for Video Royale is July 10th.
Replenish nutrients in your crops to reach stronger yields at harvest. Utilize PK from Helena as a foliar nutrient system designed to boost plant performance during reproduction. It gives your crop the extra energy it needs during critical growth stages to increase uptake and utilization of soil and foliar applied nutrients. Visit HelenaAgri.com to learn how Utilize PK can impact your success this season. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. After months of discussions with agricultural leaders and community members, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife awarded $2 million to organizations supporting efforts to reduce wolf-livestock conflicts. The funding includes $1.1 million to the California Farm Bureau's California Bountiful Foundation to reimburse producers who have suffered a confirmed or probable wolf attack on livestock. The other organization receiving funding, Sierra Valley Resource Conservation District, Honey Lake Valley Resource Conservation District, and Working Circle, will use the remaining funds to assist in relevant outreach and education. We've heard clearly from ranchers how hard the return of wolves has been on their livelihoods, not just financially, but in the day-to-day mental and physical toll of managing this animal, CDFW Director Megan Hurdle said in a statement. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 90s. West-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the low 90s. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday. Sunny skies Tuesday through Friday next week. Low 90s Sunday and Monday. Mid-90s on Tuesday. 100 on Wednesday. Upper 90s on Thursday. 89 a week from today. Currently it is 53 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on
on Pine Street, the place to go. Like grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
At Michael's Optical, our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A chip maker based in South Korea with its technology in everything from iPhones to Dell laptops to artificial intelligence data centers launches its stock in the U.S. today. SK Hynix goes public on the NASDAQ. It's expected to be the largest ever share sale by a foreign company. Delta Airlines says in recent months it was absorbing the highest quarterly fuel expense in its history. Still, its earnings topped expectations, and even though it raised prices to cover the higher costs, people are still flying. Volkswagen fans are about to have fewer choices. VW says it's looking to cut its model lineup in half and shrink manufacturing so it can lower costs. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Andy Ortiz, when I lost my mom, she was only 46. And I lost my dad to cancer. It was the worst pain I ever felt. It made me think, what will happen with the people I love when my time is up? That's why I have life insurance. Ethos makes it easy. You sort online, take about 10 minutes, and you can get up to $3 million in coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room! I am bothered by those rats in my room! By those dirty my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, goat in my boat, snakes in my case.
Summer evenings call for something special, and Cella Restaurante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic Northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cello is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cello is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. Outstanding gas prices and the perfect Central Valley staycation. They've got it all for you. All righty, call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL to get going on this Friday edition on the right to choice.
Saturday morning, cereals, chapters 1 through 15. Fly paper, penny loafers, Lucky Strike cream. Flat tops, sock hops, Studebaker, Pepsi, please. Ah, do you remember
the morning exchange? KPRL.
Alrighty, coming up this afternoon, Darcy and Kenny on Open Mic Friday. Have at it with them, and always remember, you can text. And sometimes it's a good idea maybe to text in a little bit early as well. Speaking of that, I did get confirmation from Mr. Alfonsi. He'll be joining me, let's see here, August 3rd from 12:30 to 1. Want Al's take on a lot of the things militarily that's happening, and again, just his take on what he sees going around the United States. So again, August 3rd, 12:30 to 1. All right. Let's see here. Got a couple of emails. This came in yesterday when we went off the air, after we went off the air, not when we went off the air. Let's see, Bearcat Parking. Kevin, Chris did the story about the school district charging $100 for privileged parking for Paso Robles football. What gives the school district the authority to charge us to park? That is the taxpayer parking lot. Will I get towed if I park there? If you want convenient parking, show up early. So, the rich people can just pay for the convenience. Well, one, it's for the, five games, the five regular season home games, number one. Number two is, I look at this as a contribution to the, whether you can call it the boosters, the school, the football, whatever, the athletic programs. Nobody's making anybody doing that. And by the way, we also own the field and the bleachers, and they charge us to go in and root on the Bearcats. So, and I'm just going to guess here, it's not necessary for rich people. Come on. That's the other, again, this is just a guess. Many of the season passes, and probably this as well, are longtime Bearcat supporters, and many of them may be a little bit older and a little bit more difficult to get around and stuff, but they're still wanting to back the Bearcats in any way they can. So take it up with the school board or make a call or something like that, and hopefully you can, if you do go to the games, hopefully you'll continue to root on the Bearcats and support them in any way you can. So, all right, let's see here. Here's one, too, another email. Oh, Chris, you may be able to join in on this one.
What do we got?
All right, an email here. It says laws.
Laws? Laws. I'm not a lawyer. I can't join in on this.
That doesn't matter. We're all lawyers at some point, aren't we? We know the laws, right?
Absolutely. You better than actual lawyers, I'm sure.
You get pulled over by the police. I know my rights, right?
You can see my face right now.
you should talk to some police officers when people say they know my rights. It's like you just got a ticket no matter what.
Okay. All right. What does the email say?
Okay. It's short and to the point. What's the difference between texting while driving and eating while driving? You can get a ticket for texting while driving. What about eating while driving?
I don't know if you can get a ticket for that, but
well,
do you know?
It's okay here. So I
can say the difference, though. It's a pretty substantial one.
Well, I like to play around with laws and stuff like that because the government is always telling us that they care about our quality of life and they care about our safety and all these other type of things and so forth. You know, it goes on and on and on. So texting is against the law. However, in the state of California, and I'm guessing around the United States, there is no specific law that bans eating in your car. However, you can still get a ticket if it takes your focus off the road or just, you know, ends up being a little reckless driving. So that is, no, it's not against the law. But just for the sake of argument, we're talking about a 3,000-pound vehicle. And, you know, we're always getting warnings and so forth that we need to lower the speed limit to 25. We need to do this, do that, and all these type of things. Do you think it would be a good idea to ban eating while you're driving? Mr. Garcia.
Ban? No. I kind of like the interpretation as it is now where you can get a ticket for eating while driving because you are clearly distracted, but I think banning it altogether is a bit of a stretch. And that's because I can understand banning altogether texting while driving because texting, by its nature while driving, is distracting. But I think there are ways you can eat while driving while not being distracted.
All right. And again, I'm just, as I like to do once in a while, play devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
If we can minimize any potential for reckless driving, which can lead to serious injuries, would it behoove us to do that?
Got a tough question there, I guess. That's why I'm silent right now.
Well, and the reason is because, well, one of the reasons, most of us do that.
Do what? Eat while driving?
Yes.
I mean, I know I'm guilty.
I'm only guilty on a long trip. If I'm going more than 4 hours, yeah, I'm going to have a sandwich.
Or a snack?
No, I don't do that. No, just a matter of fact, it's an egg salad sandwich. That's our tradition. Linda makes the egg salad sandwich, and we have it at our halfway point. That's just the Will way. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I couldn't help but call in regarding your topic of eating while driving. I received a ticket for eating French fries.
I don't mean to laugh, sir, but thank you for being honest.
Well, it was interesting. I was pretty hot at the time. I was pretty mad about it. The circumstances were, and this is going way back, the first year that In-N-Out was open in Atascadero, which would have been back in the mid-90s. I was living at the south end of Atascadero at the time. My wife was out of town. I thought, you know, I'm going to go try that In-N-Out for the first time. So I drove up to the north end of town, grabbed it to go, and was driving back down south on 101. And the pickup I had at the time had a center console, and I had the little tray there, and I was reaching over and picking at the fries as I was driving down the freeway. And out of the blue, I got pulled over. And it's dark. And the CHP officer came up to the window, and I was pretty stunned and asked why I was pulled over. And she goes, and was a female, she thought I had been drinking. I had not. It was the end of the week. I was pretty tired. Been working all day. And apparently, I had touched the fog line a couple of times when I was picking at the fries. And when she realized I was not intoxicated and I was just eating, she took my license and insurance, went back to the car, and I'm like, wow, what are you doing? She came back. She wrote me a ticket for driving out of the lane. I was livid.
Do you remember the amount?
I want to say it was, I don't know, 150, 200. It wasn't cheap. Going back, 150, 200 bucks, I'm thinking. Something like that. I don't remember exactly.
Well,
it wasn't 50 or 75, I guarantee you that. It was like 150 bucks or more.
Okay. Now, in the moment, at any time, did you think that you might have said, hey, officer, have you ever been to this news place? You want to try some of the fries?
No, I did not. I was actually relieved when she told me why she pulled me over, and it was obvious that I was not drinking. I thought, oh, okay, she's just gonna say, hey, watch what you're doing, and let me go. Nope, wrote me a ticket for driving out of the lane. I wasn't very happy about that at the time.
How did you explain that to your wife when she got back in town?
Serves you right for not going without me or something like that. I don't remember.
Okay, but... No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, no. It's just... I laugh about it now, but like I said, I was not happy at the time. I was appreciative that she pulled me over in the first place because it's like, yeah, she thought I was drinking. That's fine. But it was obvious I was not, and so she had to write me a ticket for something else the way I look at it. It's like, you know, imagine Tascadero 101 and Tascadero back in the mid-90s at 7 p.m. or thereabouts.
Yeah.
There was nobody there. There's nobody on the road. It was just me. So, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so I guess you can get a ticket for eating is my point.
Well, yeah, because if it's distracted driving or considered reckless driving, then you can be cited for that. But I go back to my question that if they're so concerned about our safety and all these things, and again, you know that I refer to the Jack O'Connell rule, if we can save just one.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know something else, you were talking yesterday about that tele, whatever it is, on your car for the insurance. Think about this. If you are driving 66 miles an hour down 101, are you passing everybody or you're being passed by everybody else? Save the people pulling trailers and trucks. You're getting passed by everybody. But guess what? You're speeding. 66 miles an hour is over the speed limit. So you're now a bad driver, right?
Well, yeah.
That's how that would work, or could work.
Well, it could, because, again, we take the ability for the insurance companies to run with this, but it goes also, would they be able to tell if you're eating in your vehicle?
Well, if you were not paying attention like I was and swerving around a little bit, apparently, yeah.
No, you go through a drive-through. Would your app be able to say, well, he went to this drive-through, obviously getting some food, and then the insurance company looks at the end of the month or however they would do this from the third party and say, hey, this guy is going to a lot of drive-throughs, so that must mean he is eating while he's driving. We think, as an insurance company, that this is extra dangerous.
Yeah, and you know what? They might call up your health insurance company, too, and say, hey, this guy's eating too much fast food. Better dock him on the health insurance, too.
You just never know where we're going, do we?
Nope.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
You bet.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, your subject this morning brings up a closely related topic that's one of my pet peeves, and that is people driving with their dogs in their laps. Now, there's no doubt that it's already illegal. You're not to drive distracted. But, I mean, you've got some of the little ankle biters, you know, that are sitting there on their shoulder to... I've seen people driving with a Labrador Retriever on their lap. The dog is between the window and the driver's head. There's absolutely no way the driver can see and drive safely. So if you could fix that for me, I'd sure appreciate it.
Okay, so this goes back to, there is no specific law in California that bans a dog on your lap. It's highly discouraged, but it can, according to lead to distraction and or a accident. So again, I go back to my point, because government does this all the time. I'm not advocating for any of this. Don't, please understand. If they're so concerned about that, then why don't we minimize the opportunity for something fatal to happen in a 3,000-pound vehicle?
You mean the driver should minimize that?
Right, so you got the lab in the lap, you got your French fries in the lap, or hamburger, or whatever. So, again, shouldn't we do our best to minimize that?
Well, of course we should, but what do they say? You can make laws and legislate against things, but you cannot legislate against stupidity. And it's nothing but, all you can call it is stupid to be driving a 3,000-pound vehicle with a dog sitting in your lap, regardless of what the law says. I think the law also says, you know, you can't drive distracted, and also there can only be one person in the driver's seat at a time.
Okay. Well, all right, so would you just flat out say that you think that people that are driving with a dog in their lap are stupid?
I would.
Okay. All right, well.
What would you call them?
I have different names for things, but let's just say you and I would agree. I don't know if it's cute or whatever the reason is, but... yeah, you and I are together, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, have a great day. And when you're driving, don't drive distracted, okay?
Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye. Okay. So the other part of this with the dog in the lap is it can be extremely dangerous for the dog. Why would that be? If an accident occurs, the airbag can severely injure or kill the dog. I don't know what the force is on the airbags. Okay. Let's see here. According to CHP, recommends placing your dog in a pet car seat, kennel, or using seatbelt harness in the back seat. But again, it goes back to my point. The government wants to minimize everything. You know, we're going to spend $1 billion because two kids stubbed their toes on whatever, because we want to keep them safe. All right. Car accidents are pretty significant in this country. Again, I just don't send me the emails or the texts. I'm not advocating for this at all. I just like to point out, to me anyway, the hypocrisy of government. Just saying. Hi, good morning.
It reminded me of Rush Limbaugh a few years ago when he said that it was against the law in England to be farting while driving.
Right, and people didn't understand what the word meant.
Right.
Well, I'm sure that not all of us, but many of us have seen people doing some, shall we say, kind of weird things, whether it's putting on I've seen the makeup, and
that's dangerous.
I've never seen anybody shaving while driving.
I think I have, actually. But a shaving, I don't think, would be as bad as putting makeup on. Because I've seen women looking in the rearview mirror, putting their eyebrows on or something while driving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's got to be bad.
One would think. I got to tell you, I've never done that, so I don't know how difficult it is.
Don't have to think too hard on that one. Anyway.
All right, so let me ask you, what do you think of people that drive with dogs in their laps?
Well, yeah, I think you had a good point about the airbag. And also, I mean, if something happened, yeah, how can you get your arms around that wheel the way you need to and your legs on the pedals to do what you need to do to avoid something or maneuver your way out of a situation? Absolutely, especially the a larger dog.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember when I had a small dog quite a while back. I was trying to remember whether I don't think he liked the ride, so I don't think we ever took him anywhere. So anyway.
I've never seen a large dog in anybody's lap in a vehicle. It's always those little, whatever you want to call them.
Yep.
Non dogs.
Yeah, a rat. Well, oversized rat. Well, that's what mine was. It was a long-legged rat.
Okay.
Actually, I think it was partly a rat terrier. Anyway, so anyway.
Okay.
It just reminded me of Rush Limbaugh and that thing. He was good at pulling stuff out like that.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Let me see here. On the text, odds are the dog is probably a better driver than the idiot that's driving the car. Okay. Well, maybe we should conduct a poll based on the one gentleman's observation. Are people the two idiots? It's not against the law, though, so there we go. All right, let's see here. Oh, that's right. I got music trivia today, so we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Cambria CSD met on Thursday to discuss closing a fundraising gap for the skate park project. The CSD's available funds was calculated to be only $1.1 million for the project, with an estimated budget of $1.4 million to $1.6 million. During the meeting, however, Dick Clark, director of Cambria Community Council, announced the nonprofit will provide the funds necessary to fill the gap. Phase 2 of the Creston Corridor Improvement is set to begin Monday, July 13th, with utility investigation. One segment of the project is the roundabout, and the other is roadwork from Melody to Niblick, expected to finish in fall 2027. Traffic control will be in place on Creston Road from Orchard to Niblick during construction. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Prosecutors Thursday playing a video of the roommate of suspected Charlie Kirk assassin Tyler Robinson. He told authorities Robinson confessed to the shooting. Donald Trump Jr. telling Fox's Jesse Waters primetime that after this, hearing all conspiracy theories about Kirk's death can be laid to rest.
In court, we saw the facts laid out very eloquently. It took a long period of time to get it out there. But once you see it, you put the picture together. Let's just say this is, to me, again, way beyond a reasonable doubt.
Democrats in Maine have until July 27th to pick a new Senate candidate after Graham Plattner dropped out of the race Wednesday amid sex abuse allegations.
The Maine Democratic Party is preparing to choose a new nominee and has already announced plans for a nominating convention with former Maine Senate President Troy Jackson and several other Democrats weighing bids.
America's listening to Fox News.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
All righty, it is 9 minutes. 9 minutes away from 7 here at The Right Choice. AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. And we've got sports brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
France is on to the World Cup semifinals with a 2-0 win over Morocco on Thursday. Kylian Mbappe and Ousmane Dembele scored for the French. Mbappe was seen with an ice pack on his ankle after the match, says he's going to be all good for the semifinals. We don't know who they're going to face in the semifinals yet. Spain and Belgium, Friday, 3 o'clock Eastern time from Los Angeles. More than 33 million people in the U.S. watched Monday's round of 16 match featuring the Americans and Belgium. It's the most watched soccer match in U.S. television viewing history. In baseball, Giants topped the Rockies 8-2, Diamondbacks 3-1 winners against the Padres, while the Phillies took care of the Reds 1-0. Brewers over the Cards 8-4, Rangers 7, Angels 6, and the Marlins doubled up the Mariners by a count of 8-4. The Dodgers will visit the White House on Thursday, July 23rd. In the WNBA, without Caitlin Clark, the Fever beat the Mercury 92-89. Aces took care of Portland 88-80. Asia Wilson, 32 points, 10 rebounds in the Vegas victory. I'm Dan Pyre.
Alrighty, sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th in Riverside in Paso Robles. 9.5 minutes away from 7.
North County weather.
And it's brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. They've been proudly serving you since 1979. All right, the usual, some clouds this morning, but get ready. It's going to be in the upper 90s, clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 60. Okay, so we'll cool down a little bit on your Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with temperatures in the low 90s, mid-90s Tuesday, 100 on the first day of the fair. All right, upper 90s on Thursday, then upper 80s for the weekend, it looks like. No, next Friday it's upper 80s. Well, and Saturday and Sunday I don't usually go out that far, but again, we'll be in the 80s, so that's good. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:56 a.m., 8:21 p.m. We are at 55. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical. Remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Moving right along here at The Right Choice.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. As we check in to see if any animals are out there on the highways and byways or accidentally flew out of a window of a car with somebody in their lap going around a turn or something like that. Luckily, there is nothing to report, so hopefully everybody's home safe and sound and living like the Cleavers. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. It is that simple. The reception part is usually the best. All right. That's in our southern division. The technology is amazing. Which, speaking of technology, I may get this morning on something else. World famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. AtascaderoGunShop.com. Okay, 7 minutes away from 7 here at The Right Choice, KPRL, as we hop to trivia. Brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course out yonder at the airport, the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All righty, here we go. Here we go. I don't even have to write this down. Friday, I play a little bit of a tease of a song. If you know the name of the artiste or the name of the song, do call in. And I'll decide if you're close. And, of course, the important part here is you do not ever answer a question with a question. And you do not ever make the your answers with the inflection sound like a question. Okay? That's from Sister Mary Amadeus in third grade, Holy Rosary. Got it? Because I got it. Yo, sister. What? Okay, so here we go. Give it a shot. All right, 238-5775-238-KPRL. I think this is their best song ever. But again, everybody has their own opinion. All right, let's see here. It's the Okay, I don't have to do anything just yet. Just yet. To the phone line we go. Hi, good morning. Hello, you're
on the air. This is Charlie. Okay, Jackson 5.
Jackson 5, The Love You Saved Me. Yes, indeed, sir. Do you like the song?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's a catchy little song with it, there's a history lesson in it as well. May I have your name, please? Charlie what?
Charlie Blake.
Charlie Blake. All right, Charlie Blake, we have you down as a qualifier. You stay cool and enjoy your weekend.
You too, man. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Okay, released as a single in May of 1970, and it was written by The Corporation. More on that. In June and July for 2 weeks of 1970. Of course, that's Jermaine Jackson singing alongside of Lead Michael, his brother, of course, on that. And the history lesson in there was Isaac Newton, Benjamin Franklin, Alexander Graham Bell, and Christopher Columbus and the Corporation are the credited songwriters and producer. The Corporation, well, the Corporation was Berry Gordy, Alfonso Maisel, Freddie Perren and Derek Richards, those were the writers. They did a bunch of stuff for the Jackson 5, and that was just one of the four consecutive number ones for the Jackson 5 of that year. By the way, on the soul charts, the song The Love You Save stayed number one for 6 weeks. 6 weeks. It sold over 2 million copies. Amazing. All right, there you have it from the summertime. Recorded in March, though, but released, and then I said number one June and July, 1970.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Phase 2 of the Creston Corridor Improvements Project is set to begin Monday, July 13th with utility investigations. One segment of the project is for the roundabout and another is roadwork from Melody to Niblick. Traffic control will be in place on Creston Road from Orchard to Niblick during construction periods. City of Atascadero has appointed a new fire chief. Current Chief Casey Bryson will retire in September after more than 26 years of dedicated service to Atascadero. Battalion Chief David J. Vanson has been selected to serve as Chief. and will assume the role on September 19th following council confirmation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Again, the song was the third and four in a row for the Jackson 5 number ones. The others were I Want You Back, ABC, and I'll Be There. Two more to go this hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by.
Number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.